Over the years, one of my areas of giftedness has been in the area of sleeping. Well, I mean, the Bible says you do whatever you do with all your heart, right? And that should apply to sleeping, right? Now, I'd give our kids the time to be in, but I didn't always remain conscious that long. And they could ring the doorbell because they forgot their key, they could stomp upstairs, they could stomp over our bed for that matter, and I would probably barely stir. Oh, but not my wife. No, 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 no. I think there's something about the way many mothers are wired. They sleep real light. Is that right? If at all? Until everybody's home safe? It's a mother thing. They just can't rest until all the kids are in. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the children all in? And even though you're all grown up now, your mother might still be like that today. Or you had a mother who was like that. You see, you may have been blessed with a mom who was a praying mother, who wanted or who wants more than anything else for her kids to be in God's family, including you. Our word for today from the Word of God is from an encounter Jesus had with a hurting mother. It's about the miracle he did for her. And it's in Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 12. As Jesus approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." And then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Oh, man, what great words. Well, he's still doing that today. Jesus is doing something supernatural to give a son or a daughter back to a mother. Not with a physical resurrection, but with a spiritual rescue. In fact, it may be that the prayers of your mother for you have kept God in pursuit of you all these years. More than anything else on earth, she's wanted for you to know the Savior whose love changed her life. My wife's grandfather, Bill Hadley, was a great guy with a deadly weakness. He was an alcoholic. Alcohol cost him his job, his family, his freedom, his hope. One night he was making his way down State Street in Chicago to end his life in Lake Michigan. We never knew until recently the prayers that saved him that night. We found this old photograph of the man his mother called Will. And on the back is this inscription in her handwriting. "This new year, 1908, oh God, bring him back into the fold. Oh Will, every night when I read my Bible, I look at your picture and ask God to give you grace to keep you from falling and to fill your heart with his love. You may see this after I am gone from this world and know that I never ceased to pray for you, Mother." Will never did see that inscription until after his mother was gone. But the power of her prayers reached beyond her grave. And that night he was going to end his life, he walked by an old rescue mission and heard a song his mother used to sing, and he wandered in, and he ended up giving his broken life to Jesus Christ. He never touched alcohol again, and he spent the rest of his life living for that Savior that had meant so much to his mother. There may be, or there may have been, a dear mother who never gave up praying for you to know Jesus as your Savior. He died for every sin you've ever committed. He waits to forgive you and give you eternal life in heaven. Isn't it time all those prayers were answered? Isn't it finally time for you to open your heart to Jesus? Let the battle be over right now. Jesus, I'm yours. As John Newton, the author of Amazing Grace, prayed, "My mother's God, save me." I've put some great information at our website so you can be sure you belong to him and know you've got this settled. If you go to anewstory.com, it is for you for this day, anewstory.com. This is all about a mother who prayed for you, but it's more importantly about a Savior who died for you. It'll be your mother's question in heaven someday. Are the children all in? I hope you will be.